Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy.
Sing it now, yeah.
Good morning, Glide family. As we honor World AIDS Day today, I wanted to share a little bit about Glide's past, present, and future as it relates to HIV/AIDS. When AIDS first appeared in 1981 in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and the pandemic raged throughout the 80s and 90s with thousands of people dying, AIDS victims were treated with fear and loathing. They were stigmatized. It was really an awful time. And during this dark time, as always, Janice and Cecil threw open Glide's doors and loving arms and invited AIDS victims and their loved ones to come in. They offered support groups so people could get emotional and spiritual support. Of course, they offered unconditional love and acceptance at Glide's celebration, at all of Glide's services, meals, et cetera, and at any Glide gathering and activity. Glide was an oasis of love and compassion in a city that was rejecting its own. In 2001, the first rapid HIV test became available, offering results in 20 minutes. And Glide was the first non-hospital setting to provide free, confidential HIV testing. And we did so every day, all day long, even before the Glide clinic came into being. Like many of you, I lost loved ones to AIDS. And I decided to deal with my loss by becoming a volunteer at Glide, doing HIV testing and counseling. I started in 2002, eventually became a staff member, and I stayed for 16 years until not that long ago. We did then, and we do now, test people for HIV all day long, testing thousands and thousands of people each year. If someone tests positive, we link them to excellent medical care at Ward 86, San Francisco General, which is considered the gold standard of HIV/AIDS care in the United States. And we also help to make sure that people get to their medical appointments, stay on their medications, and take good care of themselves. While the test results are processing, in that 20 minutes, we offer safe sex and HIV education, free condoms, and most importantly, a safe space so that people can have some comfort and understanding and lack of judgment to talk about their fears and what's going on in their lives. So our team grew from 2 people to 20 people. And so in addition to testing in the Glide building, we go out to residential hotels, community events, street fairs, and also tent encampments. We don't wait for people to come to us. As always, the Glide way is we meet people where they are, and we still do. So the awesome Glide Harm Reduction team continues to do HIV and hepatitis C testing throughout the community. And we have been working throughout the pandemic as well. And Glide, as it relates to the future, is committed to doing HIV hep C testing as one of our most vital and primary services. So I'm beyond grateful for the many wonderful experiences I had working with this team and working with the people that we serve. And it's just one of the many ways in which Glide's changed my life and one of the countless ways in which Glide changes and serves our city. What a joy and privilege to be part of this family. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more tiny celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at glidesf@podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White. and I'm your minister of celebration.